He has got no respect for you at all whatsoever.
He absolutely has respect. He's protecting me from villains.
What's Sunny, he barking? Stop. He's barking at you.
No, no, he's looking out the door. He can hear villains and he's trying to protect our home from intruders.
Still there, is it, the villain?
I guess someone was lurking outside with ill intent. Got rid of them for sure. I have a bone to pick with you.
Like a dog?
I can't believe that you told Bobby to do crypto.
I didn't say do anything.
Just before we went on air, Noah told me that Bobby, my husband, is doing crypto. And he hasn't
even told
me.
I said Bobby bought a bit of crypto.
Yeah, but no one told me. I'm his wife.
Yeah, but
Why are you suddenly...
When you buy stuff, you don't run it through Bobby, do you?
No, Snill, but that's because I don't want him to know about it.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't want you to know about this. And why can't you accept that?
Because I feel like this is an investment decision. This is something we decide together. Like,
well, he's bought a coin named after the God of Thunder. It's called Thor.
Do you think I would have approved that?
Yeah.
That's our bathroom money.
I think...
We're not going to have a toilet because of Thor.
Or you might have two toilets because of Thor chain coin.
A gold toilet, maybe.
Imagine that. You'd have one. You'd have like a Donald Trump toilet, all because of me.
What did you do, though? Did you so you told him to buy this coin?
I told him what I own.
How much did he put in?
I have no idea. He's an adult.
Roughly.
Well, I genuinely don't. Look, maybe you should also put £10 into Thor coin.
But you told me that you can't put money in because you have to pay like a £300 fee.
No, I
so
said
that means
you,
for £10, he's put in £300.
No, there are occasionally. It depends if you're doing it on a decentralized exchange. But he's not. He doesn't know how to do that. So there are no fees for him.
So what's he doing it on?
Probably just a normal exchange on a website.
Is he contributing to climate change? Because I know you are.
You are as well.
No, apparently crypto is 1% of climate change at the moment.
Yeah, Bitcoin's pretty bad for using up electricity, yeah.
Yeah, so think about that.
Well, it's only Bitcoin. I don't own any Bitcoin.
You know this is going to be Bobby's thing now, and we're going to all come live with you in your room at the Bill Murray.
What, because we've all lost our money on crypto?
Because we've lost everything on crypto, yeah. So get ready.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't really know what I'm doing. I was just having a laugh while doing it. It's interesting to learn about, though, isn't it?
But you've got everyone involved now.
No, I haven't. I just did it. I'm not telling anyone to do anything.
Well, why do you know about it and I don't know about it? His wife.
He just texted me this morning. That's maybe I'm Bobby's business partner now, so he has to tell me that stuff before he tells you.
I should be his business partner.
You can't be business partner and wife.
Sorry, have you heard me for the last 5 minutes? Because I just realised that my microphone
was
the other end of the table.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just realised it was the other end of the table. Oh my god, everybody, I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
Oh my god.
If anything, it's now too loud.
Too loud. Okay.
For me.
Just tone it down, Harriet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sunil's in Bath visiting his mum.
Visiting mother. Had a lovely time. Been here for a couple of days. Just got given a new pair of shoes and a box of millionaire shortbread.
That's lovely.
It is, isn't it?
Isn't that nice? What a nice way to live.
I had such a big dinner last night, I couldn't finish at all. So.
What did you have?
I had one of those like meal deals from M&S.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Two for £10.
Yeah, except my mum doesn't eat it, so I had to have two portions.
Are you serious? What does she have? Is it like me when I had the spaghetti with sweet corn?
Yeah, it's basically that. Yeah, so then she's downstairs eating spaghetti with sweet corn.
I think me and your mum would get on. Do you think we'd get on?
Yeah. Yeah, because you both got dietary requirements.
What's her dietary requirements? She got allergies.
She's diabetic.
Oh.
So she can't eat sugar and that. Or fruit. Oh, I don't think it's fruit, one of them.
Oh my god, that is.
But you can't
very
eat
stressful.
And you love sugar, so.
I love sugar. Absolute sugar anyway, fiend.
Let's not get back onto this, but I'll be back on keto next week to recover from this week in Bath.
Oh, no. You've got to stop saying it, because you say it and then you build yourself up and then you have a croissant 3 hours later. You've got to stop.
A matter of minutes later, I'm walking down a croissant in the middle of a street. Crumbs all over my chin.
It's the perfect comedy, like somebody that's just setting themselves up like so confidently and then just
but that's you
absolutely
as well.
Failing immediately. I'm not confident about anything.
Okay, yeah, you get away with that. No, well done, I'm not confident about anything. So, yeah, you never fall victim to hubris, that's for sure.
No, that's something I learned very young, not to be proud, because I'll never get away with it. No. I'll never be able to walk away confidently with a smug look. I'll just never be able to do that. So what are your shoes like?
I'm going to save the shoes for the Patreon episode.
Very exciting shoe chat.
Brand new shoes. I'll probably wear them out this evening to go and see the boys in Old Park.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wild Boys Night Out in Bath.
Wild Boys Night Out in Bath. Going to a new pub that I've not been to. It's got a car park, so we can all have a soft drink when we get there. So, yeah, just going to be doing that today. And then that's it. After that, coming back home, back to living in the Bill Murray.
Is it nice to be back in your old hood? Do you feel young again, or does it make you feel old?
I did a long sort of walk.
That's quite an odd thing to do.
Why is that an odd thing to
do? That's an old person thing to do, go for a long walk.
You go for long walks.
Yeah.
I've seen you. I've tracked you on Find My Friends on your long walk.
Well, I didn't get far. I was just at Brockwell Park.
Staring into a cake shop.
It's either a cake shop or a dog groomer's.
Yeah, exactly. And then at one point you got stuck in a fence at the park. You're just standing inside a fence. So, I know. But
well, why are your walks so good? What are you doing?
I just remembered I did a walk to work, like every day I'd have to go and get, or every weekend I'd have to go and get the paper for my dad every morning. and I remembered like exactly which points of the walk annoyed me and which didn't, because some were hilly and some weren't. just sort of retrace my steps.
Wow.
Morning.
How long is the walk?
16 minute round trip.
8 minutes there, 8 minutes back. Do you have any downhill? They're always quite good. You get a little speed up.
The problem is, Harriet, it's downhill on the way there, and on the way back, it's mainly uphill.
Oh, no.
And you know what? At that point, you're carrying a large weekend newspaper with supplements.
But I bet you've got a little bit of choco to keep you going up that hill. But you've got a little bag of choco to get you up.
No, I'll be all right. I'm all right. I'll make it. I'll make it. Don't worry.
Little Lucozade. Power you up that hill.
Yeah, can I have another quid for a Lucozade to get me back home, please? I'm not a car. I don't need extra petrol to go up a hill.
Never seen it move so fast with that glucose.
I did that, and then got various odd jobs to do around the house.
Like what?
Well, when I say I've got odd jobs to do, I've got various tradesmen to call and get them to fix stuff.
I was going to say, you don't seem very handy. No offence.
None taken.
Can you put up a picture?
Yeah, anyone can put up a picture.
I can too. They will fall down every time you brush your shoulder against it, but I can do it.
I didn't know you had any pictures.
Got loads of pictures, been putting them all out recently.
Pictures of what?
Lots of them say love on them, which... people give me shit about because they say love, but they're really cool. They're from where we went in Morocco, in Marrakesh.
They sell them there as well, do they?
Well, it's a place where Yves Saint Laurent used to have a house, and he designed all these prints like every year saying love, and then the year, and then like a design. And so you can get them for like £2 off the internet. So I just got them and framed them. But then Bobby just thinks it's like home is where the heart is or whatever.
Oh,
but they're actually really cool colours.
In this house. No, was it? You don't have to be mad to live here, but it helps. Or something.
But it helps.
What are the other ones? What are the classic ones?
There's a lot about the kitchen. Like,
the kitchen is the heart of the home or something.
Yeah, or like wives being like,
Oh, stay out of the kitchen. I'm having a gin. Something like that.
Yeah, the classic.
They're all quite the gin related.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of gin ones, isn't there? I think it's just because people that...
Sorry. No. Stop it.
It's because the people that buy and sell them are essentially the same audience. Sorry, go on.
Stop it. Sorry. I actually cried this week. You know, you've been trying to get like a reason for me to cry.
Yeah, thank you. Finally, the podcast makes sense.
The podcast makes sense. I cried.
What's happened?
You could say that maybe I was a little bit emotional, but I just started to think about how pure dogs are.
Oh, God.
And I just welled up. They're just so pure.
Were you staring at your dog then?
Staring at the dog and just thinking, they don't expect anything from you. And they're so happy to see you. And they just love you unconditionally in the purest way.
Yeah.
And I just started crying.
That's nice, actually. That's quite a nice thing to be tearful about.
Well, it was based on something bad because Sonny got his op and then he had a donut around his head for ages. Then we couldn't wash him for 2 weeks. So he stunk so bad. Oh, so I was literally repelled by his smell. And so he kept trying to get near me and I kept moving away. It was like he was so stinky and it was so sad because he was like in pain, but he stunk so bad. I was going to like vomit if he got near. And then also we haven't trimmed him. And so he's technically blind. He can't see through his eyes because his hair's all covering his eyes.
Not technically blind.
Sunil, if you were to see him, he doesn't have eyes. You can't see his eyes. His eyes are gone.
He can shake his hair about.
He doesn't know how to do that. He's a dog.
He doesn't know how to shake his hair out of his face.
Anyway, I ordered him this expensive spray, this Kiehl's dog spray, to try and just like improve his odor. And it really did help. And then I gave him, I'd never given him a bath before. So Bobby always does the baths. And I
you
gave him a
Kiehl's
bath.
Kiehl's dog spray.
Yeah, like and I got Kiehl's shampoo and conditioner as well. And I gave him a really lovely shower and then blow dried him with my Dyson hair dryer. And he was just, it was like a new world. And I just felt so bad for being repelled by his smell. And then I just thought
That's
about how
nice
pure
story.
Dogs are.
Yeah, because the thing is, are you sure how much of those tears were because you felt guilty for chopping his bollocks off last week?
About 90%, I'd
yeah,
say.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you were thinking about how pure the dog was because you were feeling incredibly guilty that you just chopped his bollocks off and he was
just
still
thinking
fine
about
it.
How shit I was, basically, and how my love is conditional.
On so him not thinking, having bollocks. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and dear. I fell down the stairs yesterday in the most dramatic fashion.
Yeah, go on.
And then he was so sweet. He was just like, and then he ran up and down. And I think it might have been because he thought I was going to fall on him. But I think actually it was because he was trying to alert people to the fact I'd had a really bad fall and he was trying to get help.
Yeah. Or he was just like panicking.
Why?
It's just because he was like, she's fallen down the stairs. I don't know what to do. What if
she the person
get
he
up?
Loves.
I can't do anything. Yeah.
You can't do anything.
I mean, I should have actually pretended to be more shocked that you'd fallen down the stairs, but you'd already told me this before the podcast, just in case.
I know.
It
and then.
So I know she's all
that...
right.
No, well, then also you said that the reason he was upset is because I cut off his food source.
Yeah, exactly. If you died, he's got no food because Bobby's away.
It wasn't that. It was love. And then I sat on the sofa and he came and just sat in my arms for like half an hour, just like.
He said, oh, thank God. Thank God there's going to be some food going forward.
No.
I'm so relieved.
No. He'd rather we both died together than I died and he was alone.
Can you tell us why you fell down the stairs? Because I was always under the impression that although you're clumsy, you don't fall downstairs. But you're telling me now that you do fall downstairs a lot.
I fall downstairs regularly. In our last place, I had such a bad fall. And loads of people standing at the bottom of the stairs, and they just watched me, and I just bounced off every step. And that was right from the top. This one was only like halfway down because I was just wearing slippy socks and I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah,
I know. And I've just got to really focus when I go downstairs. But then I spoke to Sean and Alexa last night, and they said that maybe I should just live downstairs permanently like an old lady and just set my bed up downstairs and just live on the ground level.
Just put those like metal handles around everything.
Yes, or maybe I could get a chairlift. I always quite like my granddad's Senna chairlift. I could get...
Yeah, but that's the end then, isn't it? If you get that.
It might be the beginning, Sunil.
But if you stop using stairs now, you'll start going downhill very quick. Literally.
I don't know if I will. I think it might... Maybe that's what's holding me back, is stairs.
What's happening when you're going downstairs? What makes you fall?
I think a lack of balance.
Do you know what it is? It's confidence. Overconfidence. You think
I'm
not... stairs.
No, I'm overly confident.
Hubris about stairs. Yeah, you're overconfident. You think these are fine.
I am proud. I'm proud on stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I got too cocky on the stairs. And so every year I have to fall down there and remind myself. When I was young, I actually fell down some stairs and round the corner and then continued falling down the stairs. It was actually really impressive because my parents had a corner in the stairs and I went round the corner and kept going down and then I had to go to hospital because I landed on my head.
But when you currently fall downstairs as an adult, you basically just slide down them on your ass, don't you?
No, I was like whoosh and then landed on my back. I've got a big bruise, big purple bruise.
Oh, so like a slide?
Yeah, like a slide, like a banana skin kind of. Yeah,
like a V shape, a U shaped.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been all go.
All the way to the bottom of the stairs.
It was only halfway when it happened, which is good because the last time it was from the top.
So it is quite funny to just imagine. Just you hear out the just you know you just hear in the background someone thudding down about 8 steps in one go and you're like, oh, it's just Harriet, she got confident again.
Well, last time I was so cross because I slipped right at the top in that way. I landed on my butt and then I just bounced down every single step and I could see Bobby at the bottom just step like, and then he said I didn't have time to do anything, but I was so cross because I was like, you should have stopped me. But he just stood like open mouthed and another friend of ours is working on a TV show with us and they just watched me fall and I was like, guys, you could have stepped in.
There's nothing you can do because it's
that's what he said.
It is such a shock, and you're like, how is that happening to an adult? Why are they coming down the stairs on their ass again? Again, that's the thing, again.
Again. Oh, God.
So you're doing it in socks and shoes, are you? Sometimes.
So now I have to wear shoes around the house and hold on to the banister.
This is why I got my mum to get me these shoes. They're basically indoor, extra non-slip shoes. And they're extra non-slip.
Well, you shouldn't wear indoor and outdoor because then you'll walk in all the mud.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, she wouldn't let me wear them inside the house here. But
so they're just outdoor.
When I come into your house, I wear them all over you.
Absolutely not. You can wear them on the stairs, though.
Yeah, thank you. Because you've got wooden stairs. Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. Because when I had my big fall, was that 2000?
Oh, yeah. 2019 was it, the big fall?
2016.
It wasn't 2016.
I promise you.
Sunil, it couldn't have been. You weren't showing your gammy leg in toilets in the turn of 2017.
No, the gammy leg was 2018,
19. Oh, so the gammy leg is separate to the big fall?
Yeah, the big fall. Do you remember when I had a big fall?
Yeah, I remember.
And that's because I got a bit cocky in the rain. And I was walking and I walked on a manhole cover and I just went boom, just like slipped down on my back.
Good job you didn't fall down the manhole.
No, it is a good job. But ever since then, every time I see a manhole cover in the rain, I'm like, don't get cocky.
You must never get cocky.
Step
you have
onto
to...
it, don't take any traction off it.
That's the lesson of this episode, I think. If anybody's looking for a lesson, I think the lesson is don't ever get confident. You've always got to always think that there's going to be a terrible thing happen any moment. So just never be happy.
No, only when you're walking.
Right, when you're walking. If you're still, you can be cocky.
Yeah, if you still be cocky, but if you're walking, forget it.
What if you're on an escalator? Can you be cocky on an escalator?
You're actually all right then, but if you do, because the thing is, if you go down, you're taking a lot of people with you and they're all in it together then.
Oh, I saw a small old woman fall down an escalator once and it was horrific. She made the saddest sound I've ever heard.
Oh, that's horrible.
Landed on her head, but then I think she was fine. Her family were gathered around and she was just rubbing her head.
What's the saddest sound? Sounds like an owl. Sounds
It
like a
was
night
like an
owl.
owl,
That's a
a
very good
scared
impression of an
owl.
owl. Do you want to talk about how I used you as a guide dog?
Yes, I do want to talk about that. I went to help Sunil pick out glasses because I thought you wanted my great taste. You wanted my judgment on like what looked nice, but then it turned out you were just using me as your eyes.
Thing is, when I try on new glasses, I can't see what I look like, obviously, because new glasses that I'm trying on don't have
I
any
didn't know
prescription lens.
that.
What did you think I got you there for?
I told you I thought you I was there to say, well, that I like that style, or like that's very in trend.
I've never been anything but clear about the things you wear.
That you love my style, and so I thought you
You
wanted
have
me there
such a
as a fashion
unique, that you have a unique,
expert.
you have a very unique style,
Thank
very
you.
personal, unique style.
Thank you.
And maybe you'd appreciate someone else's personal and unique style rather than imposing yours on theirs.
Yeah, that's why I came along to help
Yeah,
you with
that's
your
why I brought you
stuff.
along. That's why I
But
did.
you just brought me along to be your eyes, like I'm a guide dog.
Well, no, I said, you said no to every single. Basically, she stood outside eating a packet of crisps. So I had to
Big
put them on
packet of
in the shop and
crisps.
then walk. Yes, big packet of crisps.
I could see through the window. You didn't need to come out every time.
Yeah, but you were just munching away and I couldn't tell whether you were nodding or shaking your head because your mouth was just moving. It's just constant movement from your head. And I was like, is that good? Are these good? Or are they not? I don't know.
Was one moment. So Sunil came out, and he was wearing his old glasses and holding two pairs of these new glasses, which are very expensive. And I just had this fantasy in my mind of Sunil suddenly running down the street holding these glasses, trying to escape and trying to steal them. And then in my fantasy, he fell and he smashed both the glasses in his hands and the ones in his eyes. And then he got caught. And he couldn't see anything. And it was just such, I was just laughing to myself eating my crisps.
I don't understand why. I don't understand why that's a thing that would, like,
Because
yeah,
when you
fine.
run, it's so funny because it's so rare, but it's just so funny. And then you just fall, and then you smash your face, and you smash all your glasses because you were proud. You tried to be too proud. You thought you could get away with it, and you couldn't.
What does that mean? Okay, yeah, fine. So none of this happened, even though in your head it feels so real. But yeah, I don't know why you want me to smash my face open on some stolen glasses,
It
but
just would have been worth it because it would have been so funny. Except then you would have been arrested, and then
you would
I
have
would
been
have had to
arrested.
go to the cell with you. No, I wouldn't have been arrested. I'd just have to go as your eyes because
I'd
you
say
wouldn't be
you're
able to
my
see.
accomplice, though. I'd
So
100%
I would
say
be
you're
your
an
guide.
accomplice.
I'm not an accomplice. I'm just eating my crisps. I've
You're
got
not an
nothing to do with it.
accomplice. No, you're an
But
accomplice.
I have to come and I have to sit in the cell with you to be your eyes to let you know what's happening out about in the cell.
Like a guide dog.
Like a guide dog.
But
Which is something I want to know. If a blind person goes to prison, can they take a guide dog with them?
yeah, and also, can you also arrest a guide dog
I
for
guess the
being an
question is
accomplice?
if the guide dog is complicit in the crime,
Which
like
you
because if
were.
someone is blind, if they couldn't see, I didn't do anything, I was just eating my crisps innocently. But
But
if
if
the
the.
guide dog helped the blind person commit a crime, then should
Which
the
they were,
guide
they
dog
always do,
go
because
to
they're part of
jail?
it. Yeah, I think they should.
But then it should be a separate dog jail. Should they be put in human jail? Because what if people in human jail are allergic to dogs?
There must be something out there that's. I mean, surely you can't send a dog to jail.
Surely you can't send a dog to jail.
They
But then how is a blind person see around jail?
figure it out, don't they? They touch the walls and that, they pull themselves along.
But I've been reading a lot about prison and I'm actually really
Why?
scared of
Hold
it.
on, why?
I read a book
What have you
about prison
done?
and it's really horrible. And the thing is, I need to have a snack every 2 hours or I get dizzy and
You're not
they
having
don't
it.
care about that. And I need complete silence in order to sleep. And on these shows, like it's very noisy and people don't respect when you say, "Can you be quiet, please? I'm trying to get some sleep."
That's like me saying I need silence to work. I probably do because I've got used to it, but without it, I'll just have to deal with it. You'll
So
have to deal without snacks every 2 hours and silence when you sleep.
it's not to do with me, it's to do with my blood sugar. It gets too low and I get dizzy. I can't control it. If I could, I would have by now.
Yeah, but your blood sugar is constantly being topped up by sugary snacks every 2 hours.
Got Lucas on me
Yeah, you
right
got
now.
Lucas on now.
The other day, I was doing some work. This was work on Monday, and I was just so excited to be at the house and with people. And they'd put loads of chocolate in the green room, and then I went to get out the chocolate bar I was eating from my pocket, but then as I did that, I realised I had another chocolate bar in the other pocket. just double fisting chocolate bars.
I don't, actually, one of the weird things about around here is that I don't have a shop. Like, well, it's 8 minutes walk away, which is actually quite a long way away, isn't it?
That's quite a long way. Yeah, you're going to need. That's what I'm saying. You're going to need your choco to get there.
How far is your nearest shop?
Oh, 5 minutes max.
Well, it's only three. They're very friendly,
but no one there believes in the coronavirus.
All right. Well, my local shop shuts at five.
Oh my god! See, that is something, because like in London, you just get so used to things being open all the time.
Yeah. Don't know if I can move back here. You know. What if I want something? I'd have to get in the car and go to the Shell.
No, you'd have to be prepared at all times.
Constant snacks.
Yeah, but that's the problem. If I have it in the house, I'll eat it. And you have to make it so I leave the house.
Did you have... do you remember the disaster that was the sad story? Well, every week.
Do I remember all the disastrous sad stories?
Do you remember last week's disastrous sad story?
Well, do you know what? I'm actually on strike of doing sad stories. I was looking up one this week and then I just felt so disheartened, because every time I do one, everyone is so rude about it. And I think having Helen there as well just really
but that should
really
be feedback
ran it home.
To you to do better.
No, it just made me want to give up.
All right, I've got one for you.
You have one. See, you've taken, this is it. Helen did a sad story, you did a sad story, and I just thought, this is my thing and nobody appreciates me or respects me.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Do you want to hear it?
Fine. But I don't need to feel more sad. I already feel sad. So are you going to make yourself feel by reading this story?
Let's see how you feel about how interesting this story is compared to
Is it not interesting?
Done. Blind sex offender cannot take guide dog to prison.
Oh, my God. How long has he had the guide dog?
The guide dog.
How long has he had it?
5 years.
5 years. That's like me having Sunny for another like times 10.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm not. Yeah. Could I say that Sunny is a guide dog? Is he actually a guide dog? Could I say Sunny is a comfort animal if I have to go to prison?
I don't think they accept that. But the prison rules are that you can't have a dog in jail with you. That's insane.
So he tried to take it and they wouldn't let him.
Well, obviously he's not allowed to. So they probably argue that because he's blind and he needs a guide dog that he shouldn't have to go to jail. But he's going to jail. But
was the dog involved in the crime? Because technically...
He's a blind sex offender. I don't think the dog was involved. But the dog will now be retrained to help another blind person.
Yeah, to help another blind person commit a crime.
No, not
this
to
dog...
commit a crime, just to help him.
Yeah, but he's helping them commit the crime. If they can't see, the dog is leading him towards bad... He's leading them to bad places.
The dog isn't leading him. Anyway, his lawyer, the sex offender's lawyer, said...
Is animal or human?
That he shouldn't go to jail because he was already imprisoned by a degenerative eye disease.
Oh, wow. That is a good defence, actually. But I would say if he can still manage to cause sex offences, then he's doing all right.
I think you're doing great. Yeah.
I think you're fine.
That's an answer to the question whether you're allowed dogs in prison or not.
Well, I mean, I really don't know, because I think, what if you share a room with somebody and then they have a guide dog, but you're allergic to dogs, then you're in your own prison just constantly sneezing. Is it worse to be sneezing all the time or to be blind? Like, what? How do you measure these things?
Is it worse to be sneezing all the time or to be blind?
Like a constant sneezing. I'm not saying just like a few sneezes.
Yeah.
God, so many moral questions coming up. Maybe he'll be allowed because, he wouldn't be able to do this, because I was watching Sunny on Monday when I was away for work. I was watching him on the RoboCam, but he wouldn't even be able to do that. He wouldn't be able to watch the guide dog because he's blind.
No, he's blind. God. My glasses are coming tomorrow, so.
That's great news. I just don't know about this dog, you know, like, I think the thing is dogs just really trust their owners. And so it doesn't mean it's an evil dog. It just got mixed up with the wrong crowd.
No one's saying it's done nothing wrong. If anything, if you're allowed to take your dog into prison, isn't that bad for the dog? Because the dog doesn't deserve to be in prison.
But if the dog committed a crime,
I'm saying that dogs don't commit crimes because they don't know that there are crimes.
They do know, because when Sonny eats loads of kitchen roll, he absolutely knows what he's doing, and he looks at me like,
"No, he likes what are you eating do about kitchen it? Roll," and he's like, "What do I do with that? This is nice."
No, he destroys it and he puts it everywhere, yeah, and he looks over it. At me like, "Yeah, but he knows he's not meant to do it." But I would never put him in dog prison.
Maybe that's a reflection of the fact that we don't live by the rules of nature; we live by made-up rules. Whereas your dog lives by the rules of nature.
Well, in nature, there's no kitchen roll.
Well, there is. There is now because you've introduced it into nature.
But it's not natural. It's man-made.
Yeah, but it's now in the natural environment. And if he wasn't tearing up kitchen roll, he'd be tearing up like a bird or a badger.
He wouldn't tear up a bird.
He's not.
Or a badger.
Please don't pretend your dog is vegan. He's not a natural hunting dog.
He's not a hunting dog. He's a Cavapoo.
No, but that's his genetics, isn't it? From like generations back, he would have been, you know, dogs come from wolves and that, don't they?
No, Cavapoos don't. Cavapoos come from teddy bears, basically.
the animal, the teddy bear.
They're part teddy bear.
No, because deep down, they're still like, they still want to just fight stuff and tear it apart.
He was so cute though, just watching him on the RoboCam. Bobby was watching him from Lithuania, and then he was getting him to sit. And so he was respecting this little robot camera, and he was sitting when it told him to sit.
Oh my God. What, so the camera sweet. Just speaks to him? He can't see who's on the other end?
You can speak through the camera, and you can turn it round. You can go, "Sonny, I'm watching you," just to really freak him out.
That's actually like being in prison.
Actually, the way that his pen's set up, it is a bit like prison.
Yeah.
But he gets toys and treats, but not every 2 hours.
Maybe, Harriet. Maybe the way we live is a prison.
I think the way you live is a prison.
No, I can go anywhere I want. I've got the Yaris.
Yeah, but you can't eat any croissants.
Yeah,
that's nowhere to live.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, a prison is in the mind, isn't it?
So have you got any big plans with your mum?
Well, I'm going to have a look at some extra... Well, the boiler man came around yesterday. Probably some sort of carpenter coming around at some point. A lot of this room needs to be taken apart. Just a bit.
Is that your room that you're in?
No, it's a spare room. So it's just redoing stuff. And that's it, really.
Do you have your own room?
Yeah. Well, I sleep in the spare room now.
But do you have another room?
Yeah, but this one's bigger and there's none of my stuff in the other one.
So what? When you were a kid, the spare room was bigger than your room.
Yeah.
They prioritised guests above you.
Well, the spare room had like a double bed in it, and I was in a single bed in a little room with
you. You were treated worse than a guest? How often would you have guests stay?
Never, not once.
Snail, this is so cruel. You were just in a little single bed in the attic, and then the guests got a double bed.
I was in a single, like a child's bed.
Have you ever read The Little Princess? You're like her. They put her in the attic.
Yeah, I'm not like that.
She was an orphan. You're just like the little princess that has to live in the attic.
There's no converted loft here.
Yeah, but she also had to live it. She had to stay in a little bed. I think you're too big for a single bed.
Yeah, I don't sleep in it now.
But I imagine you'd sleep very still. You would sleep like you were in a coffin. That's so you'd sleep straight back, completely straight.
I haven't slept in a single bed since I was 12.
But then when did you... So then you moved out of that bed to the spare room?
Yeah.
But they kept that room the same?
Well, yeah, it's just a small room now. this room.
But does the other room have your, like, decorations and stuff? Like, all your certificates?
No.
And, like, all your, like, topless ladies?
No, I've got my... Hang on, I've got my old... Here's my old report.
What does it say?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
No.
There has
he's
been
very
some
still.
Improvement.
From
what? Just in general. There's been some improvement. Although there has been some sense of purpose, he still let himself down. Needs to concentrate his immediate efforts before getting down to some serious and constant revision.
You could do with reading this daily, because you could do with some more purpose. You're not good at having a purpose.
He certainly deserves a pat on the back.
I think, did you you just got to, you got caught up in a bad crowd.
Got caught up in a bad crowd. No, I just didn't see the point of it, to be honest.
Yeah, me neither.
What, you did badly in your A-levels?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
I think
you
got
caught up in a bad crowd, getting hammered in Albury's every night.
Yeah. I think I got a B and two C's.
That's pretty good.
What did you get?
A B and two D's.
Oh my God! Sunil, I'm smarter than you!
Well, you got better A-levels than me, yeah.
Sunil! But I didn't put any work in.
Yeah, clearly I didn't either.
What were your A-levels in?
History, economics, and religious studies.
Yeah, all equally hard subjects as mine. So
what were yours?
English, theatre studies and textiles.
Come on now.
So I think we could say that I am more intelligent. What a way to end the podcast.
Textiles. This one's not nice.
Do you know how hard it was for me to do textiles? You had to sew a top together. Do you know how many times I'd sew that top inside out until my friend's mum had to sew the top for me?
Oh, so you cheated?
No, because I just couldn't. I was good at the decoration stuff. I just couldn't get the arms not to be inside out.
Cheated at your A-levels, did you? So you didn't even deserve that B.
I absolutely did not.
It was the B in textiles.
Sunil.
Was the B in textiles.
I can't believe I'm smarter than you.
Was the B in textiles.
No, the B was in theatre studies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, everyone did that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm so smart.
I know.
Wow.
Well, I don't think you're so smart.
Yeah. But, I mean, but if we're going to compare, we can say that I'm smarter than you.
You're smarter than me.
Yeah, we can say that, actually.
But that doesn't mean you're
very
smart.
A great thing to know. No, I mean, we all know how not very smart you are compared to me. So what a thing to learn. Ah, oh, that's made my day.
Dreadful.
Got a bit of hubris now. Probably going to fall down the stairs.
You're going to fail every exam going forward? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this has been fun. It's really put a spring in my step.
Good. Good. Glad you saw that. I'll get my shoes out for the Patreon episode, so do sign up.
Do join us on Patreon, please, guys. We love doing this podcast. We want to keep doing it, but we can only do it with your support, and we really appreciate everyone on Patreon that's joined us. It's patreon.com/whyisharrietcrying, and the podcast therefore becomes weekly. So if you like the podcast, it's every week.
Yeah, there's an extra episode. That's what
you're extra episode, because
like,
this is
you
fortnightly.
You don't have to listen
but
to the same one twice. Yeah.
You don't. No, you don't. You don't. So now I just got a message from Bobby. He said, I did buy a few hundred, but good learning lesson, lost 200 quid.
What, from 300? He lost 200
quid? Yeah, less than a day, Sunil. He's lost 200 quid. That could have been my holiday.
It's been a mad... You have never been on a 200 quid holiday. Don't act like you have. It has gone down 29% in the last 24 hours. It's been a crazy day. It's been the worst day I've ever
seen. Why would you encourage him to do it?
I didn't encourage anyone. I just told people what I was doing.
There goes my toilet. So thanks for that.
I'll buy you, if I make £100 today, I'll buy you a toilet.
Thank you, Sunil.
No, I'll take that back. How much is a toilet?
Okay, at least a bucket or something.
I'll buy you a bucket and a sponge.
Thank you. For God's sake, okay. Sunil, stay away from my husband.
I'm helping him out.
How are you helping? You're just losing us money. I think you work for Bitcoin.
I'm
you're like Elon
his
Musk.
Questions.
No, you're the bad guy.
I'm answering his questions.
No,
it's up 12% in the last hour. So who's laughing now?
Goodbye.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's up 12% in the last hour.
But he's already lost 200.
Is that good? You get your toilet back now.
That's not enough.
Yeah, but it's up again.
It's too stressful. I just need a toilet.
When's enough going to be enough for you?
Yeah, but goodbye.
You can buy one now. You can buy. Bye.